try the radio.
Here we go.
Yes, please, please, let's go.
Begin sequence.
There's nothing wrong with your radio.
What's this?
Wednesday.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining
us. Come on, guys. Early worm gets the worm.
Are you ready?
We are good to go.
Bring it on.
Let Wednesday begin.
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome to Wednesday. Is everyone doing well on a fine Wednesday morning?
Yes. Hey. Light out in the morning
I know. It's light out there right now. And yesterday was a beautiful day. Today's going to be another beauty. Expecting a pretty good one for you today. We're going to be probably mid-60s here in the city, but up in the 70s in the suburbs today.
Yeah, it was like 77 yesterday in Canton.
I know. Go figure.
Yeah,
huh?
It was awesome.
Okay,
I didn't go outside, though.
No, God, why would you? Indoor cat. Okay, stuff we got. Oh, by the way, voting for the soup, the Wonder Mothers. Okay, it's underway right now. The five finalists are up online, WRR.com.
Yeah, I mean, you think it's nice here. It's really nice in Aruba.
Yes. You could be going to Aruba.
You could win a trip just for voting.
I know. That's amazing.
Yeah. One of the Wonder Mothers is going to win a trip for two to Aruba, which is just fabulous. thanks to Renaissance Aruba and JetBlue Vacations. Aruba, one happy island, and just simply for voting, you could be randomly selected to be win another trip or two. Okay?
Yeah, but like the Wonder Mothers, they had to do a lot of good stuff and be good people. And
yep. For not, a lot of not the voters.
Yeah.
The voters
nah,
would be a
that's
serial
not
killer.
My, that's
you can
not
be
my
a
way.
Total slacker and still win. Okay?
Yep.
Go online, WRI.com.
You could be a loser and a winner at the same time. Oh,
that's true. A winner-loser. Yep. Okay, so check that out. Other things we have coming up today. Hey, okay, everybody remembers the Tide Pod Challenge?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the latest one. Have you heard the one about the deodorant challenge?
Yeah. I'm actually taking a deodorant challenge these days.
Well, that is challenging.
I have it's new just going to kill everyone around me.
Yeah. I have new deodorant on today. All natural, too.
Oh,
all natural?
I'm telling you.
I already stink.
Yeah. I think I have some in my purse, so don't worry.
Okay. The quote of the week will be for you today. It came from Jane Fonda.
Oh, this is my favorite story.
Okay.
I love this story.
Sharing that with you. Oh, something else. If you are out right now with your dog, you're taking your dog out for an early walk this morning, and you worry about the coyotes, because we hear about this all the time, there's a new product on the market, and it's basically a Kevlar coyote-proof vest for your dog.
Did you see that thing?
I saw that
That's
thing.
That's insane.
It's crazy, but I think it's probably very effective.
Of course it's going to work. It's good. I mean, I don't even want to go near a cute puppy with that thing on.
Okay.
You know what the thing is?
What?
If you don't have one of those, you offer to walk your neighbor's like Pomeranian when you go out, because then the coyote takes the little dog and yours is fine.
Well, that's probably true, heck.
Wow.
Might be a little dark, but it works.
That's kind of the dark side of dog walking.
Bait and switch.
All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
It's time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. Our player this morning is Teresa Gately. Teresa is from Weymouth, Massachusetts, and she's in the medical billing game. She's already in the office this morning, and I understand that the co-workers are there to cheer you on. Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Great, great. Thank you. So, how many of your co-workers are there to cheer you on?
I got five.
Five.
You got five. Are we on speakerphone, perhaps?
No, I'm not on speakerphone. They're in another office listening on the radio.
Okay, good. Okay. Okay,
all
here's
right.
What's going to happen,
your
Teresa. We're going to give you a shot at $1,000. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within a time frame of 60 seconds. You'll hear the clock ticking in the background. At any point, you may say pass. Move on if you don't know the answer to a question. If you have time left at the end, we come back, pick up the questions you passed on. Okay, if you get them all in 60 seconds, bingo, you get $1,000 in cash. Are you ready to go?
I am. LBF, be kind.
Okay.
LBF is ready to go, so here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Who is the principal conductor of the Boston Pops?
Pass.
What Disney character rides around on a magic carpet and rubs a magic lamp to get three wishes?
Aladdin.
What Bruin likes to lick other players?
Marson.
What was the theme of this year's Met Gala?
Catholicism.
True or false, Pluto is the planet is as big as Russia?
False.
Where is the Kennedy family compound?
Cape Cod.
If an $80 shirt is on sale for 10% off, how much will the shirt cost after the discount?
$72.
If you have transphobia, what are you afraid of?
Pass.
Who wrote the play Cat on a Hot Tin Roof?
Pass.
Which American president was the first to appear on television?
Lincoln.
Okay, who is the principal conductor of the Boston Pops?
Pass. I don't know.
Okay. No, it was a strong showing. I'm impressed. Okay, the principal conductor of the Boston Pops is Keith
Lockhart.
Yes.
Yeah, so you knew.
Pluto. True or false? Pluto, the planet, is as big as Russia. That would be true. Wow. You said Cape Cod, where the Kennedy family compound is.
We would have accepted that.
Yes, I would. That's true. Hyannisport specifically. Great job on the discount, by the way.
Yeah,
if you have transphobia, you're afraid of haircuts. Tennessee Williams, he wrote Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Haircuts.
And Franklin Roosevelt was the first American president to appear on television. Lincoln was a little before that time.
But
the pressure was on, I get it.
A consolation prize. He was the first to appear on Telegraph. Okay, the consolation prize. You have won a $100 Stop and Shop gift card. For cooking on a budget, check out Savory Magazine's 3 meals for $10 each section with recipes for Taco Tuesday, like crunchy tacos, turkey, avocado salsa, available now at your neighborhood Stop and Shop.
That helps get rid of a really long face.
It does, indeed. Hey, listen, you have a great day. Thank you very much for playing the game. Okay?
Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Good job. Don't be upset at that showing. Very good.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's time now for your 620 Men from Maine, so let's get to it. Here it is.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem, Ephus, and their buddy Earl are working at the sawmill when there's a horrible accident with a giant buzzsaw. And we hear...
I think Earl's dead.
Oh, my God, you're right. He is dead.
What are we going to do?
Well, somebody's going to have to tell his wife.
Well, you go ahead and do it then.
Well, I've never met her. Maybe you should go tell her.
I don't know her either. All right, I'll go do it.
About an hour later, Lem returns to the sawmill carrying a six-pack of chilled moose head, and we hear...
Why, Lem, where'd you get that six-pack of moose head?
Oh, I got him from Earl's wife.
Why, that's unbelievable. You told her that her husband was dead and she gave you a six-pack of moose head?
Not exactly. I said, are you Earl's widow? And she said, I'm not a widow. And I said, you want to bet a six-pack of moose head on that?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorna Whalley Morning Show.
Morning Whalley. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.
Good morning. This is the Lorna Whalley Morning Show. And ladies and gentlemen, we have seen the future of transportation from Uber. And it's here by 2020. Yes, flying cars are in our future now.
They're really not like cars. They're like drone-ish, helicopter-y pieces of metal that will be above us. And I guess Uber is serious about it because they are hoping to have this aerial taxi service being tested in 3 cities by 2020. And that's like right around the corner.
They got a prototype up already.
They do.
Didn't they partner with NASA?
Yes, listen to this. So Uber has signed a Space Act agreement with NASA to create a brand new air traffic control system to manage the low flying, problem number one, possibly autonomous aircraft,
problem number two.
And then they released this video produced to demonstrate the need, and it's about a working mom who just wants to get home to her kids. That's funny. It's really incredible and impressive and scary because it's so crowded on the ground. I just can't imagine.
Okay.
I can't imagine the noise level and the fact that, like, it's airspace and it's, I don't know. Like, this could really take off.
It says that they're so take off. So it says that it's quieter than a helicopter.
That wouldn't take
much.
And it's less noise than a truck driving past your house.
Okay, for example, I was over in a Seaport District last night. And every time, I haven't been over in the Seaport District for like 4 months. The last time I was there, you know, and to this time, I think, you know, like 10 new buildings have gone up. Every time you walk, you go over, something new's happening. Now, they can't build a subway over there because, you know, it's underwater level there. So they're talking about putting a gondola in over there.
That's a good idea. Ooh, neat. Okay. Love a gondola.
So I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe this is where the Uber air vehicles would come into
play. Like in Italy with the boats and the sticks?
That's kind of fun.
No, but, you know, during Nor'easter, that might work.
Yeah. The thing is that Uber is one of, like, 19 companies developing flying car plans. Boeing, Airbus, Kitty Hawk, that's by Larry Page from Google. I mean, it's a really busy field.
Well, it's not going to be like the old concept we had of little tiny bitty airplanes taking off and landing and anything like that.
Is anybody worried about the flying training program at all?
Yeah, I'm worried about it all.
Like, is this a 2-week program where you go and you learn how to fly one of these, or you go to pilot school?
That's the thing. If it's autonomous, it flies itself.
Yeah, right. That really scares me.
That worries me, because if something goes wrong, who's there to ask, like, hey, should that be doing that?
Yeah, nobody. Mm. Jimmy Fallon had some thoughts on this whole flying car bit, and here's what he had to say.
Get this, Uber says it hopes to have flying cars in operation by 2020. It's all part of their plan to help drunk people throw up faster.
WRR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, so does this happen to you? You're out walking your dog. You know, it's like maybe dusk or pre-dawn or something like that. It's dark. And you're walking near a wooded area. And suddenly you just have the feeling you're being watched. And then you see something in the woods. And you realize it's a coyote. It's a coyote is stalking you and your dog. And you're really, really scared. You don't know what to do. We have the solution on how to coyote-proof your dog. It's funny because Hank and I were just talking about this yesterday because Moon, longtime member of the nation, was talking to us and he said he was stalked yesterday morning by a coyote.
He's got a black lab, Bo, pretty big dog.
Yeah, big dog, yeah.
He looked up, he heard Bo growl, he looked, there was a coyote like two houses away.
Yeah.
Then he thought he had disappeared, but no, he was actually following them, pacing with them over like a half mile, but he would run into the bushes and then watch them. They're scary and they're sneaky.
I don't care if you got a big dog. They can't out-handle a coyote.
I'm always looking for the coyotes out in our backyard, and they freak me out.
Okay,
and this popped up on Facebook.
This is fantastic.
I saw this. It's called the Coyote Vest. It's for your, you know, smaller dogs or your cat. They have a cat version. And basically, it makes your pet look like it's the member of a really tough biker gang. It's like this Kevlar vest with spikes on it.
Yep. Wow.
And there's also an attachment called whiskers that make your pet look like a porcupine.
Exactly.
Oh.
Now, are they sharp or are they just
No, they're plastic. And they stick up. And like if a coyote tries to, you know, grab at the dog, it pokes the coyote in the eye. Yeah. And then if the coyote gets your dog and tries to bite down, these...
Kevlar.
These spikes stick him in the mouth. See? So he can't bite. Can't chop down on your dog.
Yeah, and the vest is Kevlar. So that's right.
Okay. So we have this up on our website.
It looks
ridiculous.
Really silly.
Yeah.
But if it's going to protect your pet, would you do it? It's up at WROR.com.
Yes. Check it out. Go outside.
Okay? Check it out.
We could make you one.
I got a feeling it'll really, really work. Okay. Other stuff. Kind of disappointing down in New York last night.
Yeah. You know, the Red Sox, they have the best record in baseball. Now they're tied. Sox and Yankees tied for first place. They're 25-10. Yankees took a 3-2 win last night at Yankee Stadium. Giancarlo Stanton hit two solo homers. Aaron Judge drove in the eventual winning run with an RBI single off public enemy number one Joe Kelly. They booed the hell out of him last night.
Yeah, I'm sure they did, yeah.
That happened in the bottom of the seventh. Yanks have won 16 of 17 tonight. Rick Porcello against Masahiro Tanaka. You know why Porcello's pitching? Because David Price has been scratched because his hand is a little numb again.
Really?
Against the Yankees again.
Really?
I think he's allergic to the Yankees.
Really?
It's allergy season. I wonder if Benadryl has anything for him. Please.
Maybe Benatendi can give you some Benadryl.
Volunteer to drive him to the airport. Now, this is exciting news. The Sox and the Yankees will play two games in London next year, June 29th and 30th at London's Olympic Stadium. And chances are the game's going to sound a little like this.
Here we go. Smack me! Wowzers in me trousers! It's a home run! What a start! 1-0 Boston. Ah, they're playing Boston. They're playing Boston. He runs into bowl. Mork and Mindy, that's going for six! No! Caught by the chap in the pajamas with the glove that makes everything easier.
Yeah, right.
And they all scuttle off for a nap.
Yes, okay.
If you don't go to the game, don't listen to it on the radio. First time ever regular season MLB game will be played in Europe.
And Seattle's James Paxton became the first Canadian pitcher in MLB history to pitch a no-hitter in Canada. Mariners beat the Blue Jays 5-0 in Toronto last night. Sports brought to you by Sullivan Tire.
Bell Buster's coming up next.
Yeah, Mark's trying to pick out a nice grill for his birthday, and I call him with some ridiculous options.
You know, the roots of barbecue, you know, you go back to cavemen were grilling up like big hunks of mammoth, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
It's big enough you could cook an entire elk on the pit.
An elk? Why would anyone want to cook an entire elk?
Do you not hunt your own meat?
No.
Oh, my God!
The Lorne and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR. The Brian Bell Buster.
Mornings on the 50s.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR.
It's Mark's birthday, and all he wants for his birthday is a new grill. His brother Justin let me know that he's having trouble deciding on what grill to get for his birthday, so I called Mark to not help him at all.
Hello?
Hey, trying to reach Mark.
Mark.
Hey, Mark. Tim Taylor from the barbecue. Hey, how are you?
Oh, hey. I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I know you visited looking at some of the grills we have, right?
Yeah. Thanks for getting back to me.
No problem. Big choice. So there's a lot of different grills out there. So I know we have hopefully something that you're interested in. Is there a direction you were hoping to go with your grill?
We've got a big barbecue. It's a family event coming up, and I want to get something new. I'm a little overwhelmed with all the options out there, and I'm hoping you can help me just narrow it down. I want to pick something good.
Absolutely. And it's kind of like the centerpiece of your backyard, you know? You're going to be very proud of this.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Well, if you want something traditional, we've got one of the models we have here. It's the Caveman Supreme Deluxe 10,000 BC Rotisserie Grill.
What's the deal with that one?
Really, this is an authentic grilling experience, okay? You know, the roots of barbecue, you know, you go back to cavemen were grilling up like big hunks of mammoth, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
It's big enough you could cook an entire elk on the pit.
An elk? Why would anyone want to cook an entire elk? Isn't it like a 1,000-pound animal?
Do you not hunt your own meat?
No. I don't need to be.
Okay,
able to...
I was under the impression you were going to be grilling some game. Okay, so we should go in a different direction.
Yeah, a different direction for sure.
Here's we got another great option. Okay, this is it's actually also portable. It's called the Tony Montana Flamethrower Grill, and what that does is, you know how the rotisserie, the food kind of rotates over the flame.
Yeah.
This, you put the food in the center stainless bowl, or the grill part if you're going to do burgers, and then you have this flamethrower. It has a backpack propane tank, and you kind of rotate around the food, you see? So
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun. The kids really love that.
Well, that sounds a little dangerous for kids.
Well, you know, it does not include the heat-resistant suit. You'd probably want to pick up one of those, and also a fire extinguisher. You're definitely going to need a fire extinguisher.
Oh, no. I don't even know how to describe that. That's too much.
Maybe you want more of a traditional kind of a backyard kitchen setup.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Traditional is definitely...
Okay, but not far back as the caveman. All right, so how about this?
Yeah.
We've got the Weber Super Cosmic Genesis 2001 Space Odyssey Grillmaster.
What?
Okay, this is a military-grade aluminum, 16 burners. It's got four propane tanks on it. This has actually cooked a burger on the southern pole of Antarctica. It's an amazing grill.
It sounds like overkill, really. I mean,
No, you don't want to cook in the winter, too?
Honestly, I don't even want to be outside in the winter. It's freezing, but... I don't know. It just seems really expensive, too.
I feel like you really haven't narrowed down what you're looking for. I mean, these are some excellent options.
All of these seem like really, like, over the top. Like, I'm looking for just I guess something really basic.
Just a regular old charcoal grill.
Yeah.
A bag of charcoal.
Yeah, that's it. Just from, like, I want a good one, but, yeah, basic.
I'm afraid I can't help you, then.
Really?
We don't carry any of those. Now, do you listen to music when you're out grilling in the backyard?
Usually.
You ever put on WROR, Mark?
Yeah.
This is Brian Bell from the Lorne and Wally Show. This is a Brian Bell Buster,
Brian
Mark.
The Buster?
Yeah, we heard from your brother Justin, and...
He said you were being a little wishy-washy with your grill choice and thought you could use a little push for your birthday.
Awesome.
But hey, thanks for listening to WROR When You Barbecue, and thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show, and happy birthday, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian Bell. I can't believe it. That's hilarious, man. Thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, Sunday is Mother's Day. This is very, very important. See, I almost
forgot. Yeah, you almost forgot. Way
Sunday
to go.
Is Mother's Day. Now, a lot of people will say, oh, you know, it's one of those Hallmark holidays. I disagree with that. I think Mother's Day far transcends that. Because, you know, after all, mom is the one that bears the child, delivers the child, feeds the child, and then there's one that is usually there and makes the biggest sacrifice in a career to rear the child. So, I think moms deserve so much incredible credit. As a matter of fact, you can vote for your favorite mom here in our Mother's Day Super Mothers, Super Wonder Mothers competition. Like Kate's adopted her daughter after her dad, her only parent, unexpectedly passed away when she was just 17 years old. And Kate says that she knows now that she would never be where she is today, a college grad and in law school, if it hadn't been for her mom. You can go online, WROR.com. So we think, okay, you got to get mom a really, really something really great. And it doesn't have to be expensive. It just has to be something great for mom. And now I think we have a perfect example of a great idea that came that close to being fantastic.
So Mother's Day is a very stressful time in my house because my husband kind of, you know, real. I think he may have just figured out it was Mother's Day this Sunday yesterday.
Yeah, that's about
far. And
for
many years, yep. I didn't tell him what I wanted because I thought, well, he should know. This is a big mistake that young people who are newly married make. But now that I've been married for a long time, I realize that it's important to just tell the person what you want.
Absolutely.
Because then everyone's feelings are saved.
Yep.
So last year, I said to Dave Falcone, my husband, "Hey, Dave, you know what I want for Mother's Day?" And he said, "Is Mother's Day this weekend?" And I said, "Yeah." And I said, "Yes." And I said, "I want my car detailed."
Ooh.
You know, because at the end of a winter, your car looks like, and I'm lugging Lucy around and doing all the stuff, and it's just a mess. It's a mess. It's gross. And I was like, I don't want to do it. So he's like, "Awesome. I'll get your car detailed for you." And I was like, "Great. This is fantastic."
See, problem solved.
I mean, great Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So Dave says to me, I made your appointment. It's on Thursday at 11 o'clock after work. I'm like, okay, all right, no problem. But then I kind of realized it was a problem because this is what happened. Dave calls the place, sets up the appointment. Then I realized that I have to get myself and my car over there. But then I have to drop off my car, which means that I need to ride back to my house. So I call my friend Melissa, and I say, "Melissa, can you pick me up the street? Am I getting my car detailed?" And then she's like, "Sure." She picks me up, drives me back to my house. I have to walk to my parents' house to borrow my father's car to pick up Lucy from school at 2 o'clock. Then I have to pick up Lucy from school, drop the car off at my father's house again so he can use it. Then I have to go home, and then I have to wait for them to call me to pick up the car. I have to find another ride there with Lucy.
Okay.
So by like 5:30, the whole thing is like, I'm like, you know what? This is really. And then I walk up. They're like, "Here's your car. Here's your keys." I'm like, "All right, see you later." He's like, "Excuse me." And I'm like, "What's up?" She's like, "You need to pay." I'm like, "What?"
Oh, no. What?
I needed to pay. So I paid for it.
That is amazing.
And okay. So did Dave.
That's right. Much, much, much higher price.
So don't do that.
Wow. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Yes, you can see you two experience an Innocence Tour. Mohican Sun. In the arena, July the 3rd. Check it out. Lunch hour today with Julie Devereaux. You can win tickets right here, WROR. In the meantime, it's time for your 720 Men from Maine episode. So here we go, everybody.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus have been working part-time at Bangor Airport and Laser Pointer Factory. They're spending a little time in the hangar when we hear...
Boy, Lem, I wish we had something to drink.
Oh, me too, Ephus. You know, though, I've heard you can drink jet fuel and get quite a buzz off it.
Really? Well, let's try it then.
All right.
The next morning, Ephus gets a call from Lem, and we hear...
Hello.
Yvette.
Hey,
It's Lem. How you feel this morning?
Well, I feel great. How about you?
I feel great, too. You don't have a hangover?
Nope. Jet fuel is great. No hangover, no nothing. We should drink this stuff all the time.
Well, just one thing.
Oh, what's that?
Have you farted yet?
Why, no.
Well, don't then.
Why?
Because I'm calling you from Phoenix.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of The Exciting Adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey,
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So what's the deal with you at work? You always try to be the nice person there, you know. I hope everybody likes you and all that sort of thing, you know. Treat them well. Big mistake. You might as well go ahead and be a jerk. Otherwise, you're a loser, loser, loser. Is that pretty much it?
Yeah, in a nutshell, I'm glad you put it that way. So, you know, it's people pride themselves on being the nice person at work. Like, I'm a nice person. We used to have the Freddie Award at the Herald for the nicest person in the newsroom.
Oh, God.
Easy to win, by the way. Most people would jerk.
No competition, though.
I never won there. Yeah.
But the fact is that being nice at work is actually going to hurt your career because people will take advantage of you. They'll question. This is great. They'll question your motives. Like, oh, are they really that nice? I found myself doing that, though. And they'll stop listening to you. But here's the thing that's so amazing.
What?
If you are a nice person and you decide to change your ways and become kind of the office jerk, you can't do it. The die has been cast.
Or, yeah, just
really?
Just like asserting yourself a little makes you seem like a jerk.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Like formerly the nice person saying, "No, I can't do that right now." People will walk away stunned.
Jeez, what happened to Bill?
Yeah,
he used to be such a nice guy. Brought us cookies.
Exactly. But if
could you do it the other way around? If you're ordinarily a jerk, can you suddenly turn into a nice person?
Why don't you try it, Lauren?
Really? Nah. Why? Why waste the time? Shut up, butthead. Go ahead. What you were saying.
You can be the office jerk and turn it around and be nice. And people will, I think that's even better because people will always be like, wow, really nice guy.
But
knowing full well that
that
you can be a jerk, so you don't want to mess with the person.
They'll always know that there's something lurking beneath the surface there.
So you're always very respectful and so it's best to be the jerk and then become nice. But if you're nice and become the jerk, you're a jerk and that's it. I mean, you've always just been a jerk, right, Brian Bell?
Well, thank you. No, you know what? I feel like I am nice and helpful to some people.
Sure.
Hey, not a lot
what's
of
going
them,
on
though.
In the commute, man?
Not a lot of them.
I don't know, Lauren, why don't you do it yourself? Route 3 South. We've
got the Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
The most exciting 60 seconds in gaming is on the air from WROR. Win a grand in 60 seconds. Our player this morning is named Jack Kramer. He's a director he's a clinical director from Marlboro, Massachusetts. Good morning, Jack. How you doing today?
So far, so good.
Okay, plenty of time for things to go bad, right?
Absolutely.
Now, here's what's going to happen to you, Jack. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. This is going to be good for you. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within a 60-second time span. If you don't know the answer, you always say pass, move on. We still have time at the end. You can come back and pick up the ones you passed on. If you get them all right, all 10 within 60 seconds before the buzzer goes off, you win $1,000 in cash. Are you feeling pretty confident this morning?
We'll see. It always seems so easy in the car.
Always does, doesn't it? Yes. Okay. Now, it's for real, Jack. So if you're ready,
gotcha.
We're ready. Yep. 3, 2, 1, go.
The American flag is red, white, and what?
Blue.
What's 20 minus 5?
15.
Alto stratus is a type of what?
Cloud.
Name one of the current hosts of Channel 5's Chronicle.
Pass.
On what street is Boston is the original bar Cheers located?
Pass.
Who is the head coach of the Celtics?
Brad Stevens.
Who played Dalton in the movie Roadhouse?
Swayze.
If it's 7 a.m. in Boston, what time is it in Boise, Idaho?
5.
How many justices are on the U.S. Supreme Court?
12.
What's the only leather that doesn't appear on the periodic table?
Pass.
Okay, name one of the current hosts of Channel 5's Chronicle.
Pass.
What street on Boston is the original bar Cheers located?
So sorry. Time is up, but you did well. You got five correct
six.
There.
Six was correct. Six correct.
Oh, you're right.
Six,
oh, my goodness.
Oh, you did really
well.
See,
I couldn't
well.
Even count the ones you got right.
Okay.
Okay, so the one of the current hosts on Channel 5's Chronicle, either Anthony Everett or Shayna Seymour.
Right.
Cheers is located on Beacon Street in Boston.
Uh-huh.
There are nine justices on the U.S. Supreme Court, and the only letter that doesn't appear on the periodic table, J.
Huh.
Oh, geez, with my name, right?
Yeah. Okay.
But Jack, that was great.
You did
great
a very
job.
Fine job there, Jack. So we have a consolation prize for you. You have won a $100 Stop and Shop gift
Ooh.
Card. If you're looking for gluten-free, Savory Magazine has four delicious gluten-free recipes this month, like Parmesan crisps and almond flour-seeded crackers. Pick up your copy at Stop and Shop when you're in there spending that $100. So enjoy that. Thanks a million for playing the game. Have yourself a fabulous day.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Everybody else, next chance to win is coming up tomorrow morning. And if you would like to play, all you have to do is log on to WRR.com, register, and you could be coming up next.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for three things you need to know today. These are the things that will make you actually seem to be interesting once you get to the to work this morning. Okay, so what do
we're
we have
just trying
on our
to help.
Today?
We're really just
we're
trying
just
to help.
Just
trying to
help, yes. Okay.
This is the food report, really, because we've got two donut stories, and you get hangry, I do. It's legit. Okay, first up, it's best job ever. Best job ever. It's a CDO for Entenmann's. What is a CDO, you ask? A CDO is a chief donut officer.
Ooh,
it's real. It's an executive position. And it's like, well, it's actually, you know, it pays you $5,000 and gives you a year's supply of donuts. And you can apply by going to chiefdonutofficer.com and telling them how you'd like to help spread the love of Entenmann's donuts and make them better. You guys, and by the way, that's due in June. Don't you love those Entenmann's donuts? They're little mini ones, and they're like the powdered ones. And you can seriously, you need a glass of milk because you can get dry mouth. But you can seriously eat those like just so
Are you talking
so
about
fast.
The little tiny ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I like the chocolate waxy ones that don't taste like anything, really.
I also like the cinnamon ones, though. They make me choke a little bit. Usually I'm working them down.
And you're breathing the dust a little too quickly.
But the plain ones are really good, too.
Good old-fashioned.
Oh, the good old-fashioned. Oh, my God. One time I have a box of 12 right in front of me, and I caught myself in the mirror eating them. It was a moment.
Was it embarrassing?
No one was around.
Was it like a shark attack?
Yeah, it was just like, oh, my God, wow. That's what I look like when I'm doing this.
It was a feeding frenzy, wasn't it?
Yeah. If nobody was around, then it didn't count.
Okay, Dunkin' Donuts getting involved in the royal family game, because if you weren't invited to the wedding, you can kind of still have a little donut-y cake, because they are serving up the Royal Love Donut to mark
really?
The occasion of the May 19th Meghan Markle and Prince Harry wedding. It's filled with it's jelly and frosted with chocolate ice cream with a strawberry drizzle. I don't know. They could have gotten a little more creative, but whatever. I love a donut. I'll never turn one down. And are you hangry? Do you get hangry? I get super hangry sometimes.
Talking about all these donuts, I'm a little hangry right now.
So hanger is like when you're hungry and angry at the same time.
Are you hungry because you're angry, or are you angry because you're hungry?
You're angry because you're hungry.
You're angry because
And here's
you're hungry.
Why, because
okay.
they did a study about it, and this is what happens. Your blood sugar drops, cortisol and adrenaline rise up in your bodies. It's the fight or flight hormone, and that's the one that triggers, the trigger for hunger is the same one that triggers for anger and rage.
Get out.
Huh. Yep.
So it's really a physical condition then.
Totally. So you could just say, listen, I'm not a jerk, I'm just hangry, just and then somebody sandwich. Can hand you a donut.
Yeah.
Hopefully one from Entenmann's.
Okay. Okay, speaking of the royal wedding, you know that they're going to be showing the royal wedding in movie theaters.
Yeah.
Right. Is anybody really going to go? Do you think people will actually go to a movie theater to see the royal wedding?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 200 Seriously? Theaters couldn't be wrong.
Well, I'm concerned because their coverage starts at like 10 a.m. Are they showing some sort of tape delay?
Because
we're going to get up at 4 a.m. to watch the pregame, and the actual royal wedding starts at 7 a.m. It's a big deal in our house.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Well, listen, if you are going to watch it and you would actually go to a theater, we will tell you how to find a theater near you coming up next.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Welcome, morning, everybody, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. program. It is time now to bring you up to speed on the royal wedding, which is coming up a week from this Saturday. Now, this is an extremely big deal for many, many people. The British, of course.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But many Americans are absolutely fascinated by the royal family. And they're going to get up really, really early and watch the whole thing. You know.
Well, and he's marrying an American, essentially. I mean,
that's true.
Girl from L.A., an actress.
Yep, okay.
Role on Suits was award-winning.
Mookie Betts' cousin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Mookie Betts' cousin.
Yeah,
so it's a pretty big deal. I mean, you know, it's not like getting up at 4 in the morning to go fly fishing in Utah, but it's a pretty big deal. So a lot of people, because they're 5 hours ahead of us in London, and the wedding will be taking place at Windsor Castle, the St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle.
Yeah, you know who got married there last?
Who?
Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles in 2005.
That's kind of low-key, wasn't it?
Wow.
Yes.
A while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. Well, they're making this kind of low-key because he's not the next in line for the throne.
He's not even, like, fifth at this point, is he?
He is fifth, yeah.
He's fifth.
He's fifth.
Yeah.
That's like batting ninth.
Yeah, I know.
A long line for the throne.
He's going to kill a lot of people to get there.
He's going to have to choke a lot of people to make that throne.
You can hold
okay,
it.
So here's the deal. But I think Harry's pretty cool. I think both of the boys are pretty cool. Because they didn't try to shirk their duties, you know?
What duties?
Their military duties.
Oh, okay. You know? Well, yeah. That.
And they did some things that were
not easy
to do.
Yep,
you know?
For sure.
So they were good. I think they're pretty good guys. And now they're going to show this. It's going to be live on TV. HBO is going to have a special on this.
Yeah. My wife and I were actually just talking about this yesterday because she's a crazy royal person.
Yep.
She loves the royal weddings. You know, William and Kate got married on our anniversary.
OMG.
It was pretty big for us.
Yep.
Big deal.
So
yep.
She's getting up. The coverage on like BBC America and I think CBS is starting their live stream at 4 a.m. for like the pregame,
mm-hmm.
red carpet kind of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, HBO has Cord and Tish.
Oh,
Molly Shannon and Will Ferrell.
Should be interesting.
Hi, I'm Tish Cadigan.
And I'm Cord Ozenbeck.
We're hosting the royal wedding live from London, May 19th on HBO.
Tish, I'm stuck.
Or just open the door and step out.
I'm stuck. Do you understand me? I'm claustrophobic. And I need you to get me the fuck out of here, okay? Okay.
Did that seem as bad as it seemed in there?
Yes, it sounded bad.
Oh.
This could be interesting. This could be very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's the deal. They're going to show it in theaters. And if you want to find a theater near you where you can actually see it, all you have to do is just go online to fathomevents.com. Fathomevents.com. And there are 200 theaters across the country that will be showing this. Now, what I don't understand, and maybe they'll have more information when you go online, because they'll be showing, they're not going to start showing it in theaters till like 10 o'clock in the morning or something like that. So that's like way after the fact. So are they going to edit and then show the highlights of the wedding? Or
that would
are they
be kind, because, you know.
Or just run it tape delayed, because, yeah, it starts at like 7 a.m.
That's a long time to be sitting there. Like, how long do you think the wedding is actually going to be?
And are they serving booze?
Yeah, I know. That's true. That early in the morning?
Crown Royal.
They say Serena Williams is going to be there. She's a good friend of Meghan Markle. Let me see. Elton John's supposed to be there. The Spice Girls, the latest report is all of the Spice Girls will be there. Victoria Beckham will be there with her husband David. And also Prince Harry is going to be there.
C-list for me.
Yeah. Which theater are the Beckhams going to be watching it?
Yeah.
they'll actually be there?
They'll be there.
I'm sure you did there.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's what you need to know for the big wedding.
It's going to be exciting.
It's coming up a week from Saturday.
I haven't gotten excited about a wedding since the Princess Di one.
Yeah, this will be good. And it's a good excuse for you to wear one of your fancy hats.
Yes, that's true. And drink champagne at 4 a.m.
Okay, always a good excuse for that.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.